and Auto Center, Fergus Falls.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sleigh bells ring. I'm not going to start wassailing at this hour of the morning. I'm not. Now that I know that wassailing and caroling are pretty much the same thing. Brianna Colville, Wilkin County Emergency Services. Were you aware of that?
I don't know what a wassailing is.
Neither did Pastor Shannon when she was in. I'm thinking, you know, you of all people should know a wassail. So we both Googled, and it's basically caroling. Basically when people used to go out and sing.
This
and,
is how naive I am. I thought it was a cocktail.
So here we come a wassailing. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's fun, right? Let's adopt that.
Yeah. I like that too.
Yeah.
Actually. Hey,
isn't there a beverage though that's similar in name to that?
There could be.
I think there is. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Moving on.
We're talking Code Red today.
We are talking about Code Red today.
Tell me about Code Red.
Okay, so if you've been following the Emergency Management Facebook page for Wilkin County or the Wilkin County Sheriff's Office page, you would know that there's been some issues with Code Red on the vendor end. Mm-hmm. It wasn't anything that we did, but on the vendor end, they had a large security breach where they have shut down the Code Red that we use, which means we currently are without a mass notification system. So we've been trying to spread the word that you need to have, if you live in Wilkin County, this does not affect Richland County residents.
They are on a
separate system. Right. This is Wilkin County only. You need to have another method to receive warnings. Whether that is specific to weather warnings, whether that's through another app on your phone, or if you're going to be checking websites or anything like that. And then in terms of messaging that would come out from the sheriff's office directly, be checking our Facebook page, be checking our website and those types of sources for information if you hear that, you know, something is going on.
Yeah. So there are places you can go to. You're not in the dark.
Yep. And then if there is a significant event that should occur, we do still have access to IPAWS, so the Integrated Public Alert and Warning System. That's the alert on your phone that regardless if you have it on silent or not, it's going to go off and it's going to be loud and you're not going to be able to figure out how to turn it off. We still have access to that system through some state channels. However, any messaging would be slightly delayed because we have to take some extra steps to do that. Mm-hmm. So this is just our public service announcement that Code Red right now is not functioning. We are working to get a new system. So hopefully within the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to share some more information on that. And as far as the registration process that we'll go through for a new system. But right now, just hold tight. Make sure you're checking our Facebook pages and then finding that other way to get weather warnings in the meantime.
Okay.
But we're going to get through. We're working on fixing the problem by finding a new system. It just takes a little bit of time.
But there are, like you said, though, there are other places where you can, I mean, should something occur.
Absolutely. If we do have some sort of large-scale event that happens before we get a new mass notification system in, we'll try our best to get those warnings out through IPAWS. There are some restrictions within that system where alerts and warnings have to meet a certain criteria before they can be sent out that way. If something were to happen, we'll work through the system the best we can to get the information to everyone in the most timely manner.
Right.
Just understand that right now, because we don't have that direct link to everyone, it's going to take just a little bit more time. So make sure that if you hear some rumblings that, you know, hey, did you hear that this happened? Or, you know, there's some information out here about that. Be checking our Facebook pages, because that's where we're going to have the most up-to-date information. And that's the quickest way right now for us to get that information.
All right. Thank you for giving us a heads up to that, too,
or
the folks in Wilkin
County.
Again,
so just,
that doesn't apply to Richland. That's
correct.
Just Wilkin.
So just stay tuned. We're hoping to have something online within the next 2 weeks. So just stay tuned, and we'll be pushing that information out when we have it.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Always great information. So holiday shopping, you done with that yet? I've been asking people that question, kind of digging into their personal life. Are you done with your holiday shopping?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Lucky you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a planner.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the common sense lady.
Yeah, I did not start my shopping early this year.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just did it in one big lump Amazon order.
Okay.
A little bit of Black Friday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I'm not, you have to remember that our kid is older now. So Christmas is different when you have a teenager versus when you have a little kid.
How so?
Because I'm not buying toys anymore. Okay, and I feel like that takes away some of the magic of Christmas for me, too, where you go out to buy toys and now it's gift cards and electronics and things like that and experiences. So it's not the same. No. And I think in some ways it's easier to shop for a teenager. In some ways it's more difficult to shop for them. Then just let them shop for themselves. Like, here's your gift
card. Good point. Yeah.
Go buy what you want.
So, Scouts, we want to talk anything with the Scouts. You got anything?
You know, we're in that lull period right now. Mm-hmm. Both the troop and the pack have their Christmas parties coming up. So they'll be celebrating with their Scouts for that. And then in January, Pinewood Derby. So we're almost to Pinewood Derby season.
That's huge.
Yep, that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a great event.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're just kind of holding tight.
Okay.
The troop went to a merit badge clinic a couple weeks ago up in Fargo. They do Merit Badge University up at NDSU, which is a great opportunity for those Scouts to get a merit badge completed in one day. Otherwise, sometimes a merit badge will drag on for weeks or months when you're trying to do it piece by piece.
Yeah.
But they can do accelerated programs during those days where they get all of the information and requirements completed within one day, which they love.
Nice.
It's a great way to get a merit badge done in one day. So there was a few of them up there from Wahpeton going to that. Mm. So we're just kind of holding tight.
We'll skip right over the Vikings.
Okay, yes,
please. I got to mention this this cookie tin.
Yes, that's
sitting
empty.
Here. The empty cookie.
From last year.
I got Jana Gageland fudge yesterday, Steve Dietrich Chex Mix. Now, the only thing missing to really complete my holiday trifecta is the Brianna Koval Christmas cookies, because those are the best ever. Okay.
I appreciate that.
Well, no, everything you put in there, it doesn't last long. Okay. And I do share here. I do open it up and I do share, but it doesn't last long. So, yeah.
So do you want me to take the tin with me today and then, like, fill it up and bring
it back?
It's
entirely up to you.
Okay.
And now that I brought it up for everyone to, you know, to everyone to
know.
Now
the whole community can hold me accountable. Did Bill get his cookies yet?
Clever, aren't I?
Yeah,
yeah,
way to go.
Always love using this.
Public shaming me on
I
that
know,
one.
Using this platform to
you know,
get Christmas
cookies.
I've been
way behind on my Christmas baking. Normally, I would have that done around Halloween, and then it would just be in the freezer. So then I would get the joy and satisfaction of just packing all of these cookie tins in December and delivering them, and I didn't get to it this year.
All right.
So
no, I got you. No,
I know.
No
it's
pressure.
It's going to be a baking marathon.
No pressure. Now, like I say, now that I brought it up, no pressure for you.
Well, maybe I can bury my emotional feelings about the Vikings into the baking day.
Let's not even talk about it. I don't even want to bring it up.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to be back next Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
Good. We will talk then. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services. Thank you for stopping in.
Absolutely.
You have the greatest weekend ever. Tracy Bird here. I'm from the country. Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
We're back up in the country, back.